Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Captain's Log. Another foggy day. The fog is so thick I can't even see my hands in front of my face. There's just too much fog. Fog. Is that really the right word for fog? Oh no, I think I said fog too many times and now it sounds funny. Fog. Fog? I guess that's right. Foggy. Fog. Oh no, fog doesn't sound like a real word anymore.
Ah! Hey, Rolo, hey. What's going on?
Why are you screaming?
Are you okay?
No, something terrible has happened.
What?
I said fog too many times and now it doesn't sound like a word.
Oh, Rolo, that's not a big deal. That's actually the point of vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, do you know how many times words haven't made sense to me?
Yeah, once I said my own name so many times I was convinced I didn't exist. And I don't, according to the government, so...
Rolo, fog is a word, and it does accurately describe what the weather is right now.
Okay, then we have another problem.
What?
There's something scary in the fog, and it's barreling towards us.
Huh? Ah!
You're right, and it's getting closer!
What is it?
Some kind of blurry bird?
It does look like a bird.
I think it's saying something.
What was that? What did it say?
It's almost here! Ow! Oh no, it's here!
But it's not moving.
Should we get closer?
Hello, blurry bird? Can you hear us? Wait a second. This blurry bird looks familiar. Poochie?
Oh! Woohoo! What a landing! Boy, are my wings tired. Say, what's a bird gotta do to get a glass of water around here? Huh?
Poochie!
Yeah, that's my name. Rolo?
Oh, it's so good to see you!
Rolo! Old pal!
Rolo, who is Poochie?
Poochie's my old parrot. He used to sit right here on my shoulder and everything.
Oh, that's me. That is me.
It's really nice to meet you.
Hello. Okay, now that we got these pleasantries out of the way, I urgently need to talk to all y'all.
What is it, Poochie?
I have a bit of a business proposition for yous.
Ooh!
What does that mean?
It means we're all about to be rich.
Are you sure you want to know that?
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Poochie, I have so much to tell you. I became a story pirate, and I lost my mustache, and met a seagull, and...
Hey, Rolo.
Yes, Lay?
Can we do a story first?
Oh, yes. Poochie, wait until you hear this great story. You're going to love it.
Hey, listeners, do you have a favorite food? A food that you would do anything for? If so, I think you'll relate to the main character of this first story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Miley. I'm 11 years old and I live in Utah. My story is called Cheese Quest.
I am a rabbit who's obsessed with cheese. My house is made of cheese.
Your dog is made of cheese.
I am a rabbit who's obsessed with cheese. I got an air freshener.
That's also made of cheese.
That's blue. So tell me, what can you do when you're cheese crazy like me?
So crazy.
So crazy.
So crazy.
So much, I'll have to ask.
Ask the gods of cheese.
I know the journey's long and tough, but I gotta ask.
Ask the gods of cheese.
Then I will know.
After many weeks of journeying across the vast cheese plains of Cheesissippi, the rocky cheese cliffs of Cheesylvania, and of course, beautiful downtown Colby, Wisconsin, the rabbit finally reached the plateau of Cheese Mountain and approached the Temple of the Cheese Gods.
I am a rabbit who's obsessed with cheese, so gods, I'm begging, please, tell me, why do I love cheese? Why do I always seem to want it all, like even at the mall? You'll find me.
Wait, back up. I just want to clarify something. There is cheese at the mall?
Yeah.
Well, that is none of your concern. A rabbit like you should like these instead.
Oh. Oh, what's going on?
Wow. What's this? This glorious thing that I'm now obsessed with?
It's not a carrot.
What's this? This glorious thing that my mouth is blessed with.
It's not a carrot.
And now the spirits inside this air are lifting. Thanks to your carrot gifting, I'm blessed forever.
I am a rabbit who's obsessed with carrots. My house is made of carrots.
Your dog is made of carrots.
I am a rabbit who's obsessed with carrots. I got an air freshener.
That was a good one.
That story was amazing.
Oh, Poochie, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, you too, Rolo.
So how do you two know each other?
Oh, Poochie and I used to be the best of friends. We went to pirate school together. We used to get into all kinds of trouble. We were always pranking people, goofing on each other, and running long, elaborate cons.
Sorry, what was the last thing you just...
Nothing. The point is, we were friends who were always up to no good. Isn't that right? Poochie.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pirate school and the pranking, goofing. Yeah. Anyway, listen, Rolo, you know what? I'm starting a business with a couple of my buds, you see, and I'm going to give you the opportunity of a lifetime to get in on the ground floor.
I don't know. I kind of have my thing now, you know? But maybe. What's the business?
Yeah, well, come over here and I'll tell you all about it.
What is it, Poochie?
Away from your friends.
Okay.
further. Just a little bit further away, out of earshot. Okay, let me put it this simply, all right? We're talking a 50-50 split, 20K investment, capital gains, no losses. You provide the solutions, I provide the problems. I'm talking graphs through the roof and charts like you have never seen. Kick the 9-to-5 to the curb and make money working from home. This mom from Sarasota did. Jargon, Shark Tank, dollar signs, boom! You in?
Wow, what a pitch. Well, you've convinced me. That sounds like a very businessy business. How much money are you putting in?
How much money am I putting? Well, see, I don't have the money right now, so to speak, but I'm good for it. You know me.
I do know you, and I know that you are never good for it.
This time is different. I'm a changed bird. You can trust me.
Okay, let me ask my friends.
Yeah, no, do what you need to do, but act fast. This opportunity is once in a lifetime, and it's not gonna last.
Hey, Story Pirates!
Yes?
Poochie has a very good business for us. We all have to give him our money, and then he will start the business.
Can we trust him? What's the business?
Hard to describe, but I trust Poochie.
And we trust you, Rolo.
Okay, so what, you're in?
We're in!
I'm going to write a check.
I will pay in cash.
Do you take Shipcoin?
I'll take anything you got.
Can I pay in snacks?
No, not snacks.
Okay, I will also write a check then.
Thank you, everyone. Now just sign this contract and we're good to go. Yep, that's it. And there. And initial. There and there. And done. Nice. Nice doing business with you guys.
You too.
Woohoo! Okay, everyone. The ship is ours. You can fly on down.
Huh? Wait, what's happening?
What's that sound?
What are all those blurry parrots out there?
They're not blurry parrots!
They're parrots!
Thousands of them!
They're landing everywhere!
That's it! Come on, guys! Make yourselves at home, my beautiful bird friends and bird family! This is our home now!
Wait a second! Was the business just that we pay you and then all your friends come live on our ship?
Well, I mean, yes.
Poochie, no! What?
Oh, Rolo, I almost feel bad for you. This is what you paid for! Also, that contract said that you were giving the ship to me, so if you could just kind of move out of the way a bit to make room for more of my birds, that would be great. Thank you.
Oh! You lied to me, Poochie!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Rolo, it's been 3 days since the Paris took over our ship, and they've shown no sign of leaving. You gotta do something!
Like what? Poochie won't listen to me.
If he ever really was your friend, then he will listen to you if you just speak from the heart.
I was never able to speak from the heart with Poochie. I was always a little scared of him, I guess.
Rolo, friends shouldn't intimidate you or make you feel scared.
Yeah, a good friend is someone you can talk to no matter what.
Okay, you're right. I will go talk to him and tell him what's what. Poochie? Poochie!
Yeah, what is it? I heard you the first time, I just didn't answer.
I said it once, and I'll say it again. You lied to me, Poochie!
I did no such thing.
You made me believe that we were going into business together. But really, you just wanted to steal my ship and bring 1,000,000 parrots on board.
So what if that's true? You signed on the line.
I know. And now everything's a mess. The fog is so thick, I can't see anything. And this whole place smells like parrots. There are feathers everywhere. And this morning I coughed up a feather ball. And it's all because I trusted you and my friends trusted me. I'm sorry, Story Pirates. I didn't know.
Oh, come on, Rolo. You've always been all about pranks and goofs. You never cared about anyone's feelings. You just did what was best for Rolo. That's why I like you.
Not anymore. I'm good now. I'm a Story Pirate.
You really think you're a Story Pirate? You haven't changed. I know it. Just accept it. You're a scammer. And you got scammed. Good day to you, sir. I'm gonna have a soak.
Oh, no. I see everything so clearly now. I thought I had grown up. I thought the Story Pirates made me a better Rolo. But I accidentally ruined everything. Just like always. I won't be able to help the Story Pirates turn kids' stories into sketches and songs because they won't trust me anymore. Why?
Rolo,
why does it always happen like this?
Rolo, why are you crying?
Because I ruined everything, and now you won't like me anymore.
What? Rolo, you're our friend. We'll always like you.
But I did something bad.
Remember, you can always talk to your friends, even when you've made a mistake. If they're your good friends, you can work through it and move on.
Really? You promise?
We promise.
Wow, Rolo.
Huh?
I know I made it seem like I was going away, but I actually stayed and heard that whole thing. And, well, they really do love you. I had no idea. I feel bad?
Well, you should feel bad, Poochie. You took advantage of our good friend Rolo and us.
I'm sorry. I was only thinking about myself and my 1,000,000 parrot friends.
I don't think there's enough room for all the Story Pirates and 1,000,000 parrots on this ship.
We can leave. I mean, if that's what you want.
Okay.
Really? Seriously? You're just gonna kick... No, you know what? No, I understand. I get it. I'll give you back your ship and take my parrots elsewhere. Yeah, we could do better. There's no gym here anyway.
But we would like you to come visit.
Love to. Thank you. And hey, you know what? Maybe we can do something about all this fog.
You can?
Sure. We'll just all grab onto the ship with our beaks and pull you up out of the fog so you can see again.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Cool. Oh, ready, everyone? Pull! Pull! Pull!
We did it!
I
I did it, actually. It's my idea.
Hey, Rolo, old pal. You know what? It was good to see you.
You too, Poochie. Friends?
Friends.
Too slow!
Oh, the old handshake trick. Should have seen it coming.
Haha, still got it. See you soon, friend.
Goodbye! Ah, goodbye!
Wow, the last few days have been wild, huh?
Wait a second! We didn't get our money back!
Poochie!
Ooh, a feather ball. Let's do another story. Listeners, you know about diaries, right? A diary is a book where you can write down your deepest thoughts or even just whatever happened that day. Well, if you've ever wondered what a snake's diary would look like, this story is for you. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm 8 years old and I'm from Tennessee. And this is my story, A Diary of a Corn Snake.
Ollie, honey, hurry up and get ready or we're going to be late.
Coming, Mom.
We've got to drop you off at preschool before your father and I head into Lama's class. And don't forget to feed your snake.
Mom, her name is Pepper.
Right here, Pepper. Hurry up and feed Pepper. I'm going to go warm up the car and practice my breathing exercises while I do. Nailed it.
Good morning, Pepper. I'm going to go grab your food. You know, sometimes I wonder what it is you think about all day. Be right back.
Sometimes I wonder what it is I think about all day, too. If my human friend was here, I'd tell her all about it, but I guess I'll just have to write it in you, my new diary. Let me just wrap my tail around this pen and... Okay, where was I? Oh, yes. Today is January 27th. I'm sitting, waiting to be fed while the humans rush off to start the day. Now, I know what you're thinking to yourself, Diary. Pepper the corn snake. Is she just a snake made of corn? Well, that's just silly.
I'm back.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Dad.
Time to get a move on, Allie. Your mother's waiting for us outside. Did you feed Pepper yet?
I'm doing it now.
Oh, I do hope my human friend gets it right this time. She is always underfeeding me. I get so hungry sometimes, I practically get the vipers. It's like the vapors, but for snakes, you understand.
Okay, Pepper, I hope you're ready for a big yummy treat. Two delicious mice.
Two? Oh, that's barely enough sustenance, even for a little old corn snake like me.
You know, I never understood why you have to feed mice to a snake. Seems a little gross and weird to me.
Well, Dad, maybe some of the things you do are gross and weird to a snake. Did you ever think of that?
Actually, I didn't.
Well said, human child. Well said. Now, if I could just communicate to her that I want more food, maybe if I lock eyes with her and do my snake dance. Look into my eyes, human. Look into my eyes.
Dad, I think Pepper is trying to communicate something to me.
Oh?
I think she's trying to tell me that she wants more food.
Yes, yes!
Come on, honey, we're gonna be late.
Okay, Pepper, here you go. One extra special mouse for one extra special snake. Adios, amigo. See you after school.
Oh, I have always depended on the kindness of humans. Oh, looks like it's just you and me, Diary. Oh, I can't wait to see what the future holds for me. Nay, for us. February 28th. Diary, I'm in a shoebox on my way to something called preschool with my human friend. Oh, how I do love an adventure. I wonder what lies in store.
Okay, preschoolers, please take a seat on the ladybug rug crisscross applesauce.
Oh, yes. Applesauce
sounds yummy.
Now, who would like to go first for today's show and tell?
What and tell?
Allie, why don't you go first?
Yes! Okay, so this is Pepper. She's a corn snake. She's super sweet, and if you promise to be careful, you can... I'll take turns holding her.
Ooh, a snake.
what? Take turns holding me? But look at their sticky little hands.
I want to hold the cobra.
Okay, but she's not a cobra. She's a corn snake. Here, just be careful.
Now, wait a second. Oh!
Whoa, scaly.
Please be gentle. I've got a delicate temperament.
My turn. So, she's a corn snake. Does that mean that she's made of corn?
No, she's not made of corn.
Oh, my. I'm being passed around like a pitcher full of sweet tea on a hot summer day.
What does she eat?
Mice, mostly, which I know is a little gross and weird, but I'm gonna be a big sister soon, and my mom says there are gonna be lots of gross, weird things that babies do, so it's kind of like practice.
Oh, I wish I knew where these little humans' hands have been. On second thought, no, I don't. Ignorance is bliss.
Okay, class, that's enough snake handling for now. Put it down. Xavier, would you like to go next for show and tell?
Sure. I brought my dad's collection of drums and percussion instruments, and there's plenty for all of us.
Well, oh boy. Looks like it's time for a good old-fashioned drum circle then. Everybody pick an instrument and play. Allie, can you please put Pepper back in her box for now?
Okay, Mrs. Prunk.
Oh, finally, away from the dirt and the grub. I can just relax and...
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, the sound. It agrees not with my disposition. When I get home, I'm gonna retreat into the safety of the cave in my cage the first chance I get. March 19th. Diary, the new tiny human who I am forced to share a room with has finally fallen asleep, and now hopefully I can get some rest before the sun comes up. Oh. Oh, no, not again. I can't live like this. I'm gonna take off this sleep mask, slither out of this hair rock bed, and give that tiny, tiny human a piece of my mind. Excuse me, tiny human?
Huh? Gooby?
Yes, you. Oh, so you do understand me?
Yummy!
Good. Now, I have tried to be civil, but I simply cannot get my beauty sleep if you keep crying every night. I may just be a corn snake, but...
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
No, it does not mean I'm made of corn. Look, ever since you came to this house a few short months ago, things have been topsy-turvy. I can't sleep. The humans are giving you way more attention than me. And what is that white puffer thing you wear on your rear end?
Easy, Dabble.
Okay, what's it for?
Oopsies.
Goodness. Well, I cannot abide any longer, you hear? One of us has got to go. Friends. You want to be friends with me?
Yeah, I feed out a beautiful.
You think I'm beautiful? Oh, oh my, I'd be blushing if I wasn't cold-blooded. Oh, well, I think you're pretty cute yourself, with your adorable little smile and those pudgy little cheeks.
Thanks, Hermes.
Oh, and look at that cute little rattle. Oh, you know, my cousin Jake used to make that sound when he was agitated, but you make it sound so cute. You know what, tiny human? I think we are going to be friends.
Yes, about a year with a diary.
You're right. You know, I should write about this in my diary.
And I got about a baby blog.
Ooh, a baby blog. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds fascinating. I'm just gonna slither back into my boudoir and take this pen in my tail, open up my diary. Today, March 19th, and... Oh, diary, it appears I have filled up all your pages. But not to worry, I'll just start a new one. Well, you know what they say, parting is such sweet sorrow that for now, I'll just say, I'll say...
Are you Samika?
Yes, well said, tiny human. Adios, amigos.
The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Allison. How are you?
Good.
So,
Allison, you wrote the story, A Diary of a Corn Snake.
Yep.
Can you tell me about that story and how it came to be?
Oh, well, I have a pet corn snake at my house. So I kind of got my inspiration from her.
So what's the name of your corn snake?
Pepper.
Also Pepper, just like in the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Can you describe Pepper to me? Like, what does Pepper look like?
She is red and orange. I think I described that in my story, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of mixed up along her body. That's why I named her Pepper, because bell peppers are usually red or orange.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like to have a snake?
Well, it's at first I was sort of creeped out because, like, every night she would just come out and, like, stare at me. So I was, like, kind of creeped out. But then I got used to her.
And are you able to hold her?
Not very often, but we do.
Does she like that?
Yeah, she's pretty friendly.
And how long is she?
She's not very long. She's a baby, so she's not very big, but she will grow to get very long.
Wow. Like very long?
Yeah, like as long as my mom is tall.
No way, really?
Yep.
That's so cool. What do you feed Pepper?
Are you sure you want to know that?
I really do want to know.
She eats 3 mice a week.
Oh, man. What is that like, feeding her?
Well, the first few times we watched her, but then we just decided that we made a vow, a family vow, that we would never watch her eating again. It's pretty creepy.
Wow. And where do you get the mice?
Petco. We buy them ahead of time, so when we got her, we went ahead and got, like, 9 bags of pinkies, and then we just, whenever we're out, we go ahead and go back to Petco and get more.
And did you call them, pinkies?
Yeah, it's what a baby mouse is called.
Wow. I think sometimes snakes get a bad rap. Like, not everyone thinks they're cute.
Yeah, they're pretty rare people. So I would say my family's kind of rare.
That's
so
cool.
Like, we like things that most people don't. Like, I like pickles, and all of my family likes lima beans, and almost nobody likes lima beans and pickles.
That's neat that your family identity is that you all are a little different, and you're really proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So, question, have you ever taken Pepper to show and tell at school?
No, but my mom works for a preschool, and she brought it in one day. I visited my mom's class before when I was helping one of them wash their hands. I felt how sticky their hands were, and then later I still remember that. So like I decided to write about it in the story.
That's so cool. So you noticed a detail in real life and sort of kept it in the back of your mind and then used it when you had a story.
Yeah.
All right, Allison. Thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
Thank you for performing it.
And thanks for talking to me today. Say hi to Pepper for me, okay?
Okay.
Will you do me a favor? Will you give Pepper an extra mouse for me today?
I'll see if I'll ask my mom if it's okay for her diet.
Okay, all right. Well, just if you do, make sure you say, look her right in the eye and say, this is from Lee.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Allison.
Bye.
That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Miley and Allison. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story about one of the 4 seasons as if those seasons were people. First, choose one or more season, winter, spring, summer, or fall, and then decide if those seasons were walking around in the world, what would they do? What would they say? What would their personalities be like? Most of all, what kind of problems would the seasons have, and how would they solve them? Grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next time.
Bye-bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer.
Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Matt Zimbrano. Special guest, David Schwimmer. This episode features performances by Alec Brown, Dewey Cadell, Bianca Casusol, Max Hegley, Caroline Lux, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Peter Russo, Mia Weinberger, Rachel Winitsky, and Matt Zimbrano. Cheese Quest was written by Eli Bolin and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell.
You know, I really like that song Cheese Quest, but it sort of made me really crave some cheese. I know, I'll just go over to Peter's cheese fridge, you know, the fridge where he keeps his cheese. He won't mind me having just a little bit of each of his cheeses, right? I'll just open up the door to the fridge.
Your dog Whoa. Is made of cheese.
Did Peter put an alarm on his fridge? That plays Cheese Quest? Peter! All right, maybe I was just imagining it. Let's open up that fridge door again.
That's also made of cheese.
That's terrifying! I guess I'm gonna have to open the door a whole bunch of times to get all the cheeses that I was hoping to sample, but them's the breaks. Okay, here we go.
Ask the gods.
Cheddar! Yeah! That's good. Okay, see what else is in here.
Ask the gods.
Oh, cool, mozzarella! Oh, gosh, this is good too, especially with the cheddar. All right, here we go.
So crazy!
Gouda! Oh, this is good. It's like a party in my mouth. Okay, let's see what else we got.
So crazy.
Oh, gorgonzola? This is delicious. Oh my gosh. Let's see what else is in there.
Ooh.
Camembert? I hate camembert. I'm putting this one back. There you go. I ain't gonna need another kind of cheese. Here we go.
Your dog is made of cheese.
Brie! Oh, look at this. I'm starting to gag from so many cheeses in my mouth. But I can't help myself.
That's also made.
Fruit cheese.
Ask the gods.
Harvardi. Delicious.
Ask the gods.
Provolone. No, I'll eat it anyway.
So crazy.
Gruyere. Woohoo.
So crazy.
Manchego, cool. Eat 'em with the rind on it. Woohoo! Asiago. Oh, I've only ever had that on a bagel. This will be interesting. I need to sleep.